Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
News, I'm Lance Pry. The 84-year-old man who faces the rest of his life in prison for shooting a teenager during what he thought was a home invasion told police he was scared to death during the incident. The incident in Kansas City received massive media coverage, school walkouts, even the White House weighed in, pretty much condemning the actions of homeowner Andrew Lester. Lester told police Ralph Yarl was pulling on the exterior door of his home in an apparent attempt to break in and claimed no words were exchanged. The sounds of the attempted break-in prompted Lester to grab his revolver and shoot the teenager, who was expected to make a full recovery. It's reported protesters have already staged numerous demonstrations outside Lester's home, and the dwelling has been repeatedly vandalized. A federal judge is postponing a hearing today that was to determine whether to hold the Pentagon leaker in custody while he awaits trial. District Magistrate Judge David Hennessy ordered a delay of around 2 weeks for the hearing to allow Jack Teixeira's lawyers more time to respond to the government's request to keep him detained. Teixeira is charged with gathering national defense documents and unauthorized removal of classified documents. Fox News has settled with Dominion Voting Systems for roughly $787 million in what would have been a historic defamation trial in a Delaware court. The settlement officially ends the lawsuit. Entertainment provider Netflix announced it would soon stop the DVD-by-mail business that the company was built upon. After losing subscribers for the first time in a decade a year ago, the company took a series of steps to expand its customer base, including launching an ad-supported tier and starting to limit password sharing by the end of June.
This is what?
Today is officially Sylvester the Cat's birthday. The Looney Tunes character was born in 1966. USA News.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The Supreme Court is expected to announce its ruling on the abortion pill mifepristone today.
Earlier this month, a Texas federal judge ruled production and distribution of the drug be halted nationwide. The Biden administration appealed the ruling. Last week, the Supreme Court put the judge's ruling on hold as they decide whether to allow full access to mifepristone while the case is being appealed. Both the Justice Department and pharmaceutical industry support FDA approval of the drug, which underwent years of testing before its approval in 2000. I'm Skip Kelly.
The Jacksonville Sheriff's Office is reporting a Jacksonville, Florida sheriff's officer is in critical condition in the hospital after being shot outside Baptist Medical Center South last night. The incident began when an off-duty officer noticed a vehicle driving through the hospital parking lot suspiciously and called the sheriff's department. After the suspect crashed his car during a chase, an officer approached the car and was shot in the face. Five officers returned fire. The suspect died at the scene. Close to 1 in 4 middle and high school students are misusing ADHD medication.
A new study in JAMA Network Open shows the uptick as more children are being diagnosed with the condition all around the country. Sean McCabe, the study's lead author, says the findings should be a major wake-up call. He noted that the medication does help those with attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, but there's a need to preserve access to the medication and lower the risks for misuse. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated, my friend. Lance Pry, USA News.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
6 minutes after the top of the hour. Great to have you with us. For more information on the show, check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. Abby Johnson is back with us, the former Planned Parenthood director in Texas and founder of And Then There Were None. We're going to be talking about her new book, but before we do, I want to get an update on what we talked about last week. Abby, welcome back. Good to have you with us.
Of course. Thanks so much for having me back.
Well, let's update Mifepristone. The Supreme Court said, "Wait a minute, let's put a pause on this." Right? Tell our audience where we're at with this.
Yeah. So right now, everything's kind of like you said, like in a kind of pause mode right now, and we're just kind of waiting for things to move forward or not. So right now, the abortion facilities are able to continue to prescribe mifepristone as they always have been. Mm-hmm. But we have been updated. We have been looking at the emails coming from Planned Parenthood and NARAL and other abortion entities. They are prepared to continue, using these abortion pills, alternative abortion pills to continue killing babies through chemical abortion. So they're not going to be deterred no matter, what comes back from the court.
Was this a little quick by the move of Texas to pull mifepristone without really fully realizing that you were only taking care of half the problem in terms of a chemical abortion and what you could potentially be doing in terms of hurting women even more than helping them? If I understand what we talked about last time, that seems to be the case, is that you can't do one without the other, can you?
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing. Rightly so, looking at the FDA and saying, look, you did not do the proper trials. You pushed this drug through. You didn't look at it appropriately. I mean, yeah, all of that is correct, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
But I think what happens is a lot of times people just really don't understand the nuance of the abortion industry and what's really taking place inside of these abortion clinics. And I don't really think that they understand how prepared they are to continue killing babies at any and all costs.
Exactly.
Even at the cost of women's lives.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that that's what we always have to consider. And so while I know that the intention, you know, they're well intentioned when these, you know, pro-life groups move forward and they're, you know, trying to restrict abortion pills, they're trying to restrict it, you know, these different methods of abortion. I think sometimes we're not really thinking through the situation. We're not really thinking and saying, okay, wait, is it actually going to have the follow through that we're thinking it's going to? And
exactly.
Sometimes it doesn't. You know, like in this case, abortion's still going to continue, and now we're looking at potentially women being harmed even at a greater percentage.
Well, you know, like you explained to us last time, Abby, again, remind the audience, mifepristone, I mean, this is a two-pill process, right? And the mifepristone does one part of the abortion, and then the other pill does the evacuation of the fetus, correct?
That's right. So the mifepristone is what actually kills the baby. And the misoprostol is what causes the baby to leave the woman's uterus, to,
yes.
you know, expel from her uterus. So now, you know, we're potentially looking at, because, you know, you have to remember, a lot of these women are getting pills, getting these medication abortion pills online.
Mm-hmm.
So they're not having ultrasounds. They're not under physician's guidance. So we don't know how far along they are in their pregnancies. We don't even know if they have an ectopic pregnancy, if pregnancy is even in their uterus. But they're not having ultrasounds. They're not talking to doctors before they're getting these pills, before they're taking these pills at home in their dorm rooms and hotels, wherever. And so now potentially what we have going on is women or young girls or whoever are, you know, mm-hmm. taking these pills, they could potentially deliver a live baby.
Exactly.
Because we don't have the mifepristone actually killing the baby before she delivers it. So you could have, you know, a woman who's 16, 18 weeks along delivering a live baby, seeing that baby take a breath.
Yeah.
After
wow.
she delivers it, which is even more horrific, even more horrendous.
I would think so. I mean, again, if our concern is the woman, you know, you would take that into account. I mean, why would you allow a young woman, let's just assume they're all young that are doing this, relatively young, that are taking this pill, and at home in the privacy of their apartment or their dorm room or whatever, next thing you know, they're aborting the baby, and here you've got this fetus coming out. Wow. I mean, to me, that would be horrific.
Oh, yeah. Well, and here's the thing, Bill. The reality is that the American Psychological Association, you know, there's no secular psychological association, no secular counseling organization right now that is, you know, willing to, or probably ever, that's willing to actually explore the emotional ramifications of what this is going to do to women who are passing their babies into toilets.
Exactly.
You know, and then flushing them down the toilet. And I mean, not to mention the men who are involved in this. You know, there's going to be men who are, you know, beside these women,
mm-hmm.
you know, and they're going to see this too. What is this going to do to these men and women who are involved in this? To these men and women who are, you know, holding these babies in their hands, who are possibly watching their babies take a breath. What does this do? Because they're not being told that this is a possibility. They're not being told
right.
that, you know, their baby is going to actually look like a baby. You know, it's devastating. And I believe that we are going to see increased rates of suicide mm-hmm. among these women. And, you know, the APA and other secular counseling organizations are going to say, oh, what's wrong with these women? What's going on? Well, we know what's going on.
We've already had 50 years of experience. We've already had 50
right.
years of experience with this, Abby, even in a clinical situation and other things. I mean, you know, chemical abortions have been going on for a while, and the anecdotal evidence is quite clear. And I believe it is because of 50 years of experience, as you and I talked before, this is what ignited this organic movement that reversed Roe v. Wade, didn't it?
Right, absolutely. Well, and the stories are powerful, right? We need to be telling our testimonies. We need to be telling our stories to warn others of what's really taking place.
Well, and that's a perfect transition to talking about your book, Life to the Full, True Stories That Reveal the Dignity of Every Human Life. Abby Johnson is with us, and we'll continue our conversation. She co-wrote the book with Tyler Rowley, by the way. So stay tuned for some real stories, because these are untold stories, and they should not be left untold. More from Abby Johnson after this. Stay with us. We're coming on 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Would you like to hear better for as little as 10 cents a day? Now you can with the all-new Audion hearing aids. The average hearing aid lasts about 3 years. Ours, at only $99 a pair, means you're paying as little as 10 cents a day to hear better. And to make things even better, we'll give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Skip the doctor and get hearing aids delivered straight to your door. We've eliminated all the middlemen to offer you a factory direct price of only $99 a pair. Join over 300,000 people just like you who took advantage of our 45-day trial offer. Now you can hear better too for just 10 cents a day. Call now and order your $99 pair of Audion hearing aids with a 45-day money-back guarantee. Plus, get free 3 to 5 day shipping.
800-577-5319. 800-577-5319. 800-577-5319. That's 800-577-5319.
Good news. Not all communication is being canceled, especially for the case of a Tennessee woman who was recently kidnapped by her ex-boyfriend. This is Bill Martinez, man of God, nationally syndicated radio host, former Marine, and award-winning marketing professional. The victim was able to communicate to a clerk with a simple hand gesture that she needed help. The savvy clerk understood the hand gesture and called police, who were able to rescue the woman. It reminds us just how important communication is to our human culture. It connects us with family, friends, even would-be heroes. Sometimes we never know the difference even a smile can make for someone who may be losing hope for human connection. A word of encouragement, a touch, something that costs so little can be so priceless. Let's make today the day that we look for an opportunity to encourage and lift a fellow sojourner in this life that we're navigating. You never know, you may find yourself at the right place and time to be the difference for a fellow man or woman. I think most of us agree that abortion is a scourge on our world, perpetuated by a skewed understanding of love and freedom. The results has been over 62 million lives lost in the United States alone since 1973. Each of these lives is an untold story, and it's time for them to speak out. And Abby Johnson and Tyler Raleigh have come together to co-write this book, In Life to the Full. It's a collection of 23 harrowing personal accounts that demonstrate the evil of abortion and, more crucially, the power of life. Abby, how did you and Tyler get together to write this book?
Yeah, so it's kind of a neat story. Several years ago, I actually came in contact. She was a stranger to me, but she reached out to me. Her name was Erica Shea, and her story is actually in this book. She had found out she was pregnant, and after she found out she was pregnant, got a really devastating cancer diagnosis. She was a young woman and reached out to me and was scared. She was scared and had always been pro-life, but now, you know, now the rubber is meeting the road. And at the end of our conversation, she went to her husband. She said, you know what? This is what sacrificial love is about. This is what parenthood is about. And she said, if I lose my life, I lose my life. But she said, I will bring this child into the world. And she chose life for her child. And after she gave birth to a very healthy child, she did, in fact, lose her life to cancer. But her family is so thankful that she chose life for her daughter. And now, you know, they always say her life now lives on in her daughter. And I've become friends with the family and know them. And so her brother actually told that story in this book. And I was like, you know, Erica's story needs to be told. You know, this sacrificial life, this, you know, gift that she gave to her daughter, this needs to be told. And so, you know, I was thinking, I know a lot of people whose stories have not been told, you know, to the masses. They need to be told. There's so many just, you know, seemingly ordinary people who have these extraordinary stories about life.
Exactly.
And, you know, they need to be told. People need to understand that, you know, we are going to struggle in life. We are going to suffer in life. That's told to us through Scripture. But at the end of the day, life is always worth living, and life is always the right choice.
Exactly. Well, you know, the Bible says that, you know, what is before us is the choice between life and death. And before you can think about it, the Bible gives you an immediate answer. Choose life. That's the best one, right? And so we have it from ancient Scripture, what the right road to choose. And we've got, you know, anecdotally, again, as I mentioned earlier, the downside of the experience, where women have said, and even now an increasing number of men have said, wow, you know, choosing death, bad choice for us. I mean, we regret it. We're living with this, and we want other people to know what we've experienced. But this is good to be able to hear, you know, the life side, you know, the road you would think with 62 million plus, maybe the road less chosen. The sacrificial love, and in particular this story here, I mean, how touching, how you know, so incredible, and what a blessing for the family, as you said, that her legacy lives on through her daughter. Now, Tyler is he's the president of the Servants of Christ for Life, right?
Yeah, he is, and he's a friend of mine, and we just came together and said, okay, let's help each other get this done.
Right.
You know, let's help each other compile these stories. He knew some people with great stories. I knew people with great stories. And so we worked together to, we're in completely different places in the world,
right,
in our country, but we worked together to get these done and just talk to some friends of ours. And, you know, there's just so many different great stories in this book. And I think people are really going to love reading it, and just really great examples of why life wins every time.
Exactly. We unfortunately don't have enough time to go through all 23. You gave us one. We got 5 minutes left. Maybe we can share a couple of more, Abby.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's a story in there about a young woman named Rebecca Hagen. She's got an incredible story. She, you know, talking about chemical abortion. she actually chose chemical abortion for her oldest son. She, you know, was a young single woman, and you know, was convinced that chemical abortion was the right thing for her to do. She actually took that first pill, that mifepristone pill. But thankfully, because of two extraordinary pro-life doctors who have created an abortion pill reversal process, she reached out to their hotline, and they were able to, in time, reverse the effects of that first pill, that mifepristone pill. And now she has a son, a young son who's alive and today.
No ill effects?
How's that for?
And no ill effects?
He is perfectly healthy, perfectly fine, just wonderful young boy. And so she tells her story in it. There's stories, and not all just about abortion. There's stories in there about women who have struggled with infertility and then made the choice to expand their family through adoption. There's stories in there about a woman and her family, her husband, who expanded their family through fostering children. They had over 20 foster children and then chose to adopt a few of them. So, I mean, just so many stories. And stories in there about a woman who actually was gang raped and became pregnant through that situation, chose life. You know, even though everyone was telling her, this is not a good situation, you need to have an abortion, she chose life for her son. She's married now, has several other children. I mean, just so many incredible stories. Former abortionists whose stories you've never heard, who had just life-changing conversions. So people will be blessed by the stories in this book. And so I hope that they pick it up. I hope they read it. I think that they will love and be inspired by all the testimonies here. And that testimonies are, that's what changes hearts.
Exactly.
That's what changes hearts. That's what converts people, I believe.
Because in a lot of ways, to me, it's like the powerful testimony in the Bible where we read about the blind man. He said, I don't understand. All I know, I was blind, but now I see. And that can never be stolen from him, even though the ruling class at the time, the ruling religious leaders, wanted to cancel him, right? But, you know, that's the thing that's so powerful about the truth. It's non-cancelable. It is. It's what happened. Abby, what about, there's stories here about men. In their involvement and how they were affected by life.
Yeah, there are. There's quite a few actually stories. This is not just a book about women's stories. Actually, I would say probably about half of the stories are about men and how they've been, how they've been impacted by abortion, by different life choices. And so, you know, and that's one thing that you and I have talked about is that, you know, the abortion issue, this is not just a woman's issue. This is an issue that affects men and women alike. And there are so many men who have, you know, struggled with lost fatherhood. There are men who have, found out that they were actually survivors of abortion. That their mothers tried to abort them, but their moms were unsuccessful. There are, you know, stories of men who have taken their girlfriends, wives to have abortion. Now they regret that. You know, these stories are in this book. So many men are affected, and they need to be able to tell their stories as well.
Yeah, without a doubt, because, you see, this is so demonic, really, Abby, when you break it down, because the Bible tells us clearly is that... you know, one way that you kill 62 million plus babies is, first of all, it starts with a lie. The second thing is you tie up the strong men. Men have been canceled. They have been handcuffed and told it's not their body, that they are non-participants in the process. After they've impregnated the woman, they have no say, right? And so that allows for this to go on. But men are starting to stand up, and we pray that they will continue to stand up in mass and protect their children, their unborn children. Abby Johnson, as always, appreciate the time. Take care. God bless.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
USA News Update. President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden reported a federal adjusted gross income of roughly $580,000. That's according to their 2022 federal income tax returns, and paid $169,820 in combined federal, Delaware, and Virginia income taxes. Fox News has settled with Dominion Voting Systems for roughly $787 million in what would have been a historic defamation trial in a Delaware court. The settlement officially ends the lawsuit. Entertainment provider Netflix announced it would soon stop the DVD-by-mail business that the company was built upon. After losing subscribers for the first time in a decade a year ago, the company took a series of steps to expand its customer base, including launching an ad-supported tier and starting to limit password sharing by the end of June. Lance Pry, USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
With you 28 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez, and again, congratulations due to Abby Johnson and Tyler Rowley for the book Life to the Full: True Stories That Reveal the Dignity of Every Human Life. You read these stories and wow, they touch you so deep. I mean, it really helps you appreciate, again, as Abby had said, what life is all about and the celebration of life. Regardless of the circumstances, it is amazing. Even in the most horrendous of circumstances, for example, the woman, you know, deciding not to have an abortion after being gang raped, felt like that was going to add, you know, to the victimization, you know, to the horror and the brutality of the gang rape itself, having an abortion on top of that. And she chooses life. And you've got to read the effect and what it meant for her and how it blessed her. And again, you know, these are such unique circumstances. I mean, you can only imagine what this mother went through. I mean, here it is. A child is conceived in a violent act, and she has the compassion and state of mind to love that child. Certainly, you know, hate the act, but this is a child that has been implanted in her. And I know some people, you know, can over-spiritualize it and say, And when I say overspend, I'm not trying to be disrespectful or anything like that, but some people may look at it and say, well, you're just being, you know, over spiritual about this. Is that, you know, in some cases, people will say, look, this would not have happened outside of the hand of God. Not my idea of how a life should be brought into this world, but there must be a purpose to it all. And to subordinate one's emotions and connection with something so horrific as a rape, and to say, I'm going to trust God and choose life. Wow. I mean, I don't know. That's though, I have to admit, you know, for myself, you know, can you imagine being in that position as this mother was? Very unique, unique situation. But I believe in unique situations like this, the light on the other side of the tunnel and the blessing that goes with life. I just believe that a God who loves us and a God who is the originator, the creator, the true creator of life. And, you know, we may, you know, we participate as a co-laborer in this creation of life, but it is God, the true miracle worker, that makes this happen. And gosh, I remember when each of my children were born. Of course, my first son, I wasn't there. And there's more to the story. And one day, maybe I'll tell you, because I had two first sons. And one day I'll tell you the story about my second first son. But my one son, I was in the military when he was born. So I wasn't there, and I didn't see him for the first time until he was almost 4 months old. And we didn't start living as a family until he was almost 10 months old. But nonetheless, when I first saw him, I was in awe. I thought, wow, what a miracle. What a miracle. And subsequently, my other sons and my one daughter, you know, I was there for their birth. And especially the last one was really interesting because I was caught in a snowstorm. And I'm in Tahoe. I'm trying to get back. And the airports are shut down. My wife had told me earlier, said, oh, no, go to the convention. You know, there's no problem. Baby's not due for a couple more weeks. Well, baby decided to come early by 2 weeks. And next thing you know, I'm getting a call. You know, she's in labor. And I need to get back home quick. And I get to the airport and snow's falling and, you know, they shut down the airport and they go, look, there's nothing landing, nothing taking off. Well, you know, I'd kind of resigned myself that I wasn't going to be there for my son's birth. I thought, well, it's just the way it's going to happen. And, with that resignation, I'm just sitting there in the airport, and meanwhile, you know, I had several people coming up to me. Hey, Bill, you know, they didn't even know me, you know, but they, you know, I guess was, you know, around the airport, especially in that area, that there was somebody trying to get home to the birth of his son, and people were so kind. You know, here's my first class ticket. You can, you know, I want to give it to you, and, you know, you get on the plane or whatever. Of course, well, there was no planes landing, but eventually, after about 3.5-4 hours, plane was able to land and happened to be heading to San Francisco. And by the grace of God, I was able to get on that plane and then get another plane from San Francisco to LAX and then get down to Southern California. And I got there in time to hear from the hallway. I wasn't there in the room, but from the hallway, I got there in time to hear his cries, his first cries. And but all that to say is that when you are there looking at your newborn child and you think, wow, what a miracle. And I have been blessed so often and beyond that I deserve to realize the power, the beauty, the love of life. And when we do what God's called us to do, to choose life. Because, you know, this is this life in this world, this domain in which we live in right now, that death abounds. It's not the way God always wanted it to be, but it is the way it is because there were poor choices that were made. back in the Garden of Eden, if you want to believe that story or not. I believe that story. So our first parents made a big mistake, and we're having to live out what God said would happen, the consequences of that sin. Also, there's good news, too, that God did give us a redeemer. He did give us a solution to that that sin that we're born with. But that sin that we're born with in this world in which we live in, this is the dynamic. At every turn, it's about life, it's about death. It really comes down to that. You know, what are your choices? You know, we talk politically about this government in which we live in. Well, the institution of our government, the Constitution of the United States, if you read it, you see all over it the footprint. You might say the signature of God in that document, because throughout the document of the Constitution, it promotes life. Think about it. Life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness. That's what that document, that's why, to me, it is such a blessing from our forefathers and, who I believe, in concert with God, inspired by God, gave us something that the world had not known before. Something that is so significant that even to this moment, people want to come to this country and maybe not fully understand why. They have a little bit of an idea, but when you really do a deep dive and appreciation of what the U.S. Constitution represents, wow, it is mind-blowing. I mean, who would not want life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness for every one of their children? Who would not? This is the magnet that is America, but it's also that magnet that is becoming dull in the process, unfortunately, because there are forces that want to do everything they can against the Constitution. They have a better idea somehow in their own self-adorned, self-appointed intelligence and arrogance. They think they can do a better job. That somehow a world with them as king would be better than we the people. They have no manifesto. There's no document like the Constitution that we can compare. It's just all about power and control and things that we have seen for ourselves in history, and we've also seen the human carnage that's left behind as a result of those type of governments. Stay tuned, we've got more coming up.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back, but you're gonna love it, and you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358. If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin 3 or more times per day or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free and they took care of all the paperwork.
You you can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-823-9853. 800-823-9853. 800-823-9853. That's 800-823-9853.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, balance7.com.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
Well, let me ask you, you know, in the wake of the attack of Riley Gaines and others, should college students be expelled for violent protest? You know, what has happened with the First Amendment right on college campuses today? Well, Dave Gentry is the chief executive officer of Red Chip Companies, investor relations and media firm, and the author of Small Stocks, Big Money, is here to break it down. Dave, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thanks, Bill, for having me.
Yeah, well, what is going on in these bastions of the pursuit of intellect and knowledge? It's just madness reigning. And how does madness cohabitate with academia and intellectual advancement?
Well, it's very difficult to cohabitate. What you have is the calculated efforts of university administrators, professors, and some students to promote ideological conformity, which is obviously discourages conscientious expression, curtails intellectual freedom. They're using intimidation, coercion, and even going after advertisers on conservative talk shows to shut down opposing viewpoints on very complex social moral issues. Mm-hmm. So Riley Gaines is right to sue, I believe it was San Francisco State College, mm-hmm. because the administrators did nothing but put her in a safe room for 3 hours. And her First Amendment rights were violated. You don't have intellectual freedom if you don't have an environment that promotes reasoned analysis and civil debate.
Mm-hmm. Well, we had a situation here a couple weeks back where you had a law professor who goes into, well, I think it was Stanford Law, right, and goes to talk to them, offering his point of view, which I have to believe is invaluable, with all his experience, and they shout him down. And interesting that some law firms said that they would not consider hiring anybody from that law school because they perceive them as being damaged and compromised.
Well, that is interesting. A dean of that law school did co-opt his speech. Mm-hmm. So she shut down reasoned analysis and debate, and she used coercion. She stole the show from him. So one thing I like here is that the president of Stanford University put that dean on leave, mm-hmm. and apologized to that judge, and he stood up for free speech and intellectual freedom. So I have to give the president of Stanford credit.
And, you know, and that sends a signal out there, but obviously that is a contagion on that campus, as it is in other campuses, that somehow, you know, gives them some appointed right to be rude and to shut down free speech at the expense of our own intelligence.
Well, that's true. This has been happening really since the 80s. This is nothing new in academia. The bigger difference today is you have groups like Antifa that are much better organized, better funded than they were in the 90s. Mm-hmm. But at the heart of it is a philosophy that sees truth, all truth is equal, that every social moral view is equal, and it's okay as long as I believe in it. But if you don't believe in it, then you're violating my rights, is basically their argument. But our rights under the Constitution come from natural rights, a belief that humans and citizens of the U.S. have rights that are not granted by the state but by a transcendent power. They, in the early civil rights movement, that's what the leaders believed, Martin Luther King. These are natural rights. Now it's because my identity, identify as transgender, or because of my ethnicity, I want equity now, not just, you know, special treatment, or there is special treatment, but favored status. I want equity. So now I want reparations, millions of dollars funded into the Black Lives Movement. And so the woke movement at its heart is a scheme. It's a racket.
It's racist, Dave, isn't it? In and of itself, it's racist.
It's racist in and of itself. It's a money grab, but it's also, again, the imposition of a particular ideology over all others. And at its heart is all truth is relative. Harold Bloom talked about this in his book, The Closing of the American Mind, 1991. And he said the overriding truth that students come out of our universities with is that all truth is equal. And so their belief that every culture, every lifestyle, every civilization is equal. Well, that's not true. You can't put a civilization to highest technological achievement with a dugout canoe with a civilization that sent the man to the moon 239,000 miles away and got him back. No. Every lifestyle, every belief system is not equal. And they're basically telling us, if you don't believe this issue the way we believe in it, then you're a bigot. Well, no. We just happen to believe in objective truth.
Right. Well, it's specious on its face, because when you play it out, we're back to that, modernistic perspective of, truth is relative. No, truth is not relative. That is a huge lie. And people to this day are suffering from that, Dave. And I dare say that this generation that has been embracing this radical ideology will pay a price for it, because the nature of the law and our God that we serve is such that you will reap what you sow. If you sow stupidity, that's what you get. And this is what, you know, seems to be happening on the college campuses. And thank God for the dean at Stanford. But I think that, look at that, that's only a first step. I mean, there needs to be a real concerted cleansing and consideration of what, you know, what the end game is all about here. You know, what are we aiming for when we go to these universities, and what is the best, you know, I don't know, maybe the ideal student that would result from an experience at Stanford after spending, you know, $250,000 to be educated?
Well, look, the academia is penetrated by leftists. I think 86% of professors are Democrats. Those that are professors now were trained in the 90s. Those that didn't become professors went into our public sectors and our private sectors. And with a denigration, have been taught that all American history should be seen through the lens of colonialism and imperialism. And so these are half-educated people that never looked at the other side, that at the heart of our democracy, it began with Socrates, is that we begin with self-examination and the capacity to reason and get to a better place in our country. And it took us, you know, the 19th Amendment, it took us 135 years to give women the right to vote, but we got there.
Yes, exactly.
We got there because of reasoned debate and real analysis and a belief in fundamental truths, which, and one of those at the foundation of it all is our natural rights, as you said, under God, which is where we get our rights. And that's why there should be equal treatment, equal protection under the laws. They've twisted that, obviously.
Right.
And it very, very perverted worldview they have.
Well, yeah, and it doesn't, you know, at the end of the day, it doesn't advance. And this is the thing, you know, I've been putting before our audience. Does it add or take away from your intellect? Does it add or take away from your freedoms when things like this come about? That's the question that you must ask. And it's okay. I mean, if people, you know, want to pose a proposition, it doesn't mean it's fact. It's okay to ask a question. And sometimes it's interesting, Dave, I find that when you ask people a question who are ideologically fixed, they're shocked that somebody has a question. You know, they don't know what to do with it.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, well, look, they've been indoctrinated, not only by left-wing media and the left-wing academia, and they haven't been taught to reason to truth. And you're absolutely right. It's complete idiocy at so many levels.
Well, what a waste of human potential in the process here. And hopefully, my hope is that at some point there's a wake up call here, and critical thinking and reasoning could return, because, you know, at the end of the day, as you just outlined, I mean, this is the foundation of Western civilization, isn't it?
It absolutely is. And, you have a multicultural movement that's been pervasive on our campuses really since the 1980s. But once again, with that, and I think the study of non-Western cultures is very important. But in doing that, they promote a misconception of the Western tradition as elitist and exploitive.
Yeah.
And they leave out big swaths of American history in the corrections that we've made for mistakes. Our biggest one in history was slavery.
Right.
But we've done so much to correct that in so many ways.
Yeah. And we can be thankful for our Constitution and our faith to be able to take on this incredible challenge. And look what we paid for it. But look at the benefit that we have today. Dave Gentry,
right,
CEO of Redship Companies. Thank you, Dave. Take care.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN.